Today's text is a familiar one for many who have grown up in the church. And I'm sure that preachers around the world have used it to preach on days like today. Days where we get to celebrate accomplishments and new adventures as our seniors prepare to leave high school. It's a familiar scripture, and I can't imagine a more appropriate scripture as we review together what the author of the book of Proverbs instructs for God's people to do. There's a reason why it is a common proverb for seasons like this. The wisdom found in today's text is paramount as we begin and continue in the various journeys that God has us on. Today's scripture comes from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Hear the word of the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Indeed, let us pray together. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. For it is in your name that we pray. Amen. The book of Proverbs is full of words of wisdom from those who have gone before us. And last week, as Ricky began us in our Proverbs sermon series, he gave you a couple of different examples of Proverbs, some of which are found in the Bible, and others which are actually not. Throughout these 31 chapters, we as believers glean direction. And this wisdom found in our Bibles, it acts as a map that we can follow when all else fails. That's what Miss Allison reminded us of during kids' moments. Now, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, it's a rather straightforward text. In fact, most of the Proverbs are. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. It seems rather direct because it is. When you trust in God, in the one true God, you can be certain that you will always be on the right path. Now, our paths, our plans, our understanding, because we are human, can be flawed. Humans are subject to mistakes. But God, being fully perfect, without sin, without flaw, he does not lead a single person astray. It is a simple truth, one that we can cling to. But though it is simple, it can be challenging to abide by it. Because we as a people really, really like to be in control. Most of us are going to do our best to arrange our plans, to coordinate our lives so that we know what it is that we are walking into, so that we know what we are going to experience. This is a societal norm, and it's one that we instill into our kids from an early age. Miss Allison, I mean, honestly, I don't even have to preach because she doesn't know it, but she preached my sermon. So I have two nephews, one is about 5 and the other who is 2.5. And every October at their preschool, they have a career day. They get to dress up in what it is they want to be. So for multiple years, my nephews have taken turns wearing scrubs to school because they want to be physician assistants because their dad is a physician assistant. Super cute, right? It is cute. Now, the first year that they did this, I was honestly shocked because I really expected Hamilton to want to dress up like a fireman or a policeman or, you know, Blippi. But Hamilton was able to articulate so easily what it was that he wanted to do with his life from a very early age. We humans are taught to make plans. But whenever I read through today's scripture, I'm reminded that my plans, as good as they are, and in my unbiased opinion, my plans are always very good. My plans may not be what is best. You see, our seniors have all made great plans. Nick just read them out to you. And they are going to accomplish so very much. That I know for sure. But I would imagine, because it happens to everyone, that you are going to change your mind at some point in time about something in your plan. You're going to change directions. You know, my 5-year-old nephew, he is bound and determined that in 22 years, he is going to be a physician's assistant, having graduated from MC. I'm holding out hope that he changes his mind and is a pastor one day. That's one piece of today's proverb. Our paths can change because we can change them. And if you hear nothing else, hear this. That's okay. It is okay if your plans change. But there's another nugget of wisdom found in Proverbs 3. Because sometimes our plans, our paths, our goals aren't actually what is best for us. You know, our desires, the things that we truly believe are good, are right, are real, may not in fact be the best. Because we are human and we lack wisdom that God does not lack. And this proverb reminds us of this. It reminds us that while our plans can change, and while our plans may not always be best, Doesn't mean they're not good. God's plans don't change. And his plans, no matter what they are always best. His plans are always for our best. All we have to do is submit to him and to trust that in his planning, he will never leave us or forsake us. And we see this in the Old and New Testament play out. Time and time again, people are put into positions where they have to trust that God will indeed prevail, that God's faithfulness has no end. We see this play out in 2 Kings 18. In 2 Kings 18, the king of Assyria sends a large army to King The king of Assyria sends a large army to King Hezekiah, and he is doing his absolute best to convince the people in Jerusalem that King Hezekiah was not to be trusted, that the Israelites should instead trust him and trust the Assyrians. And Hezekiah, at this point, hearing this, of course, gets very upset. He tears at his clothes, which is a great expression of emotion, and he prays and cries out to God. And in response, in 2 Kings chapter 19, we see God's path of faithfulness play out. Chapter 19, verse 10 states that Jerusalem would not fall into the hands of Assyria. And what happens? But the Israelites prevail. Indeed, Jerusalem is delivered. Now, that was not in the cards for Jerusalem and King Hezekiah. No human power would have been able to save Jerusalem from an army such as the Assyrians. They were the big dogs back then. But as 2 Kings reminds us, the Israelites and King Hezekiah weren't leaning on human power. They had not put their trust in humanity, but instead they put their full trust in God. And they submitted to him. When we submit to God, when we pursue him and his paths, when we pursue his voice in our lives, we can't go wrong. Our plans, as good as they are, they might not be as good as God's plans. And our plans can change, but God's plans are fully planted firmly in the ground. Or as Proverbs 3 reminds us, his plans are straight. They don't get knocked off of the path. They are trustworthy and true. And they may be different than what we expected. But if we are to believe what the scriptures say, if we truly, truly believe what the Bible says, then we believe that our good plans are never better than God's best plans. Our good plans never outrank God's best. But here's the thing. We have to pursue God. We have to pursue God and get to know Him so that we can submit to Him. That's what the first half of Proverbs 3 is about. What does it look like to be in right relationship with God? And Proverbs 3 gives us wise instruction of how to practice being in relationship with the Father. A couple of verses above today's text, we read that when we bind love and faithfulness around our necks, we gain favor in the sight of the Lord. In order for us to be on the straight path, we have to be in tune with God. We have to trust Him. Just as King Hezekiah shows us in 2 Kings, he pursues God, and in doing so, he trusts that God will provide and protect the Israelites. And God, being His loving and kind self, does. My prayer for each person in this room is that you will find hope in this truth. Now, not everyone here is packing up their rooms and shopping for dorm supplies, but each person in this room is facing a new path of some sort. Whether it's at work, in your family life, with your friends, or whether it's right here at church. New paths lie ahead for each and every person. And we can make plans, we can predict, we can prepare, we can follow directions on a map. But our plans, as good as they may be, they may change. Our plans may fall through. Something may happen that we don't expect or that we don't really even want. But when we pursue an authentic relationship with the Father of the universe, we can trust the path that He has is not only straight and true, but it is best. And for our seniors, very specifically, each of you have wonderful plans for your future. And we are so excited to see you accomplish all of the things that you are dreaming about now and the things that you can't even possibly imagine right now for your lives. Some of your plans will probably change. I can tell you that your major will most definitely change at least once. But you, in a right relationship with God, you can trust that when your plans change, it changes for the better. God has His hand on each of you. The God that rescued the Israelites from the Assyrians rescues you. God's faithfulness knows no bounds. And as you step out onto this new path of life, if you step out leaning on God, you can trust that He will lead you. And He will lead you not on a good path, but on the best path. Let's pray together. God, we thank You for Your word that You have given to us through the Bible. God, we pray that You would teach us more and more what it looks like to pursue a relationship with You by spending time in the Word, that You would teach us the ways in which we should go as we read through the Scriptures. God, we pray for our students that as they go throughout these months of transition, these months of change, that they would go with the peace that comes only from You. That You would provide them with opportunities where they get to grow and to change more and more into the daughters and sons that You have created them to be. God, we give You thanks that even our very good plans are never better than the best plans that You have for each and every one of us. We ask all this in Your holy and precious name. Amen.